It is the 1920s. All across Europe, people are coming to terms with the aftermath of a world torn by war. In Germany, Hitler has begun his rise to the top of the National Socialist Party. Anarchists run riot, the Russian royal family has been deposed, and it seems as if the British Empire has enemies on all sides. But it is not that story that we're dealing with. Other things lurk in the shadows. Older things. Things that have no concept of humanity. Things that have lain in wait since before humans walked the planet. Sanity-blasting horrors, worshipped by the mad and the deluded, they hide behind our world. Waiting. Waiting until the stars were right. Running under the 7th edition of Call of Cthulhu, we now embark on Horror on the Orient Express.
To episode 130 of The Cult of Tin Dice. And the thing you don't want to do when you start doing the sound check and the 20 seconds of silence is make yourself fucking laugh. But anyway, I'm Mordrigan, and I will be your GM tonight for Horror on the Orient Express, The Devil Simular, Session 2. Who are you? What are you for? Exotic.
I'm Archive, and I'm for playing Brother David, who is a...
the most dangerous monk in the world.
Frankish Cistercian monk.
Frankish Cistercian monk with an attitude and a hammer of God.
A mace.
Oh, a mace. A mace of God. God wields this weapon, not I. Although I did provide the muscle strength to bash your brains out.
But I am merely a tool of God.
Yes, you are a complete tool.
I was going to say that.
I got there first.
Yeah. I'm Nyx, and I'm playing Gilles de la Grave, Frankish Knight, and Heretic.
Total heretic. He don't believe in your god.
Scandalous.
Essentially, there's going to be a fight between you and you. And I did point to the monk and the heretic, and I'm sure that's going to end well for the night.
Yes, by the way, I'm Bloodied, and I'm playing Renaud of Flanders, and I am for the cash money bling blings, yo.
He does not care about your god. He cares about whether you've got a golden book talking about your god, and if you do, he'll take the book, thank you very much. But probably just the cover. You may all roll for luck.
Woo! Woo! Okay,
so I remembered.
I did write anything. I actually passed that, so no, I don't get any luck back.
Do you get luck back up to your starting luck, or can you go beyond that?
You can go beyond, I think. But anyway, so, as you can probably all tell by the fact that we're using the word knight and monk and devil simular, we are in the past. Could somebody please recap what the fuck is going on?
It's the Fourth Crusade.
The
Shit Crusade. How shit, you ask? Well, instead of actually crusading against the infidel, like what...
Which would also have been pretty shit, let's be honest.
Well, yes, but at least it would have been with original aims and appropriate for Christianity at the time. They instead are invading Byzantium, namely Constantinople, not Istanbul.
Not Istanbul.
It hasn't got the works, nobody's business yet, but the Turks.
Not even the Turks, it's the Byzantines.
Yes, they were Romans, sort of. Basically, yes.
So
in order to get ships from the Venetians to actually go and attack Jerusalem, they first had to go for the Venetians and conquer Constantinople.
Because Constantinople was a problem for the Venetians, because they had boats as well.
Yes.
And they controlled the Bosphorus, which is pretty important.
Really big, kind of hard to attack city. But we managed it anyway.
It did look pretty impressive. I've had a wander around it. It does look pretty impressive.
I would like to see Byzantium sometime.
It's pretty cool.
So myself, as a man who wanted some glory and gold, was in
money,
cash money, bling bling, and glory. I'm also in it for social
money
standing. Money
and
the glory.
Mostly because the social standing will bring more money, right?
Yes. Well, bit
of column A, bit of column B.
Where column B is boobies?
No, no, I'm fairly ambivalent on the boobies part. They're nice enough, yeah, but, you know, the money is more... When you get the money, you get the boobies.
Okay, so it's very much the money.
It's very much the money and fame.
Okay.
Yeah.
The money...
So I was in one of the assault ships, which had a siege tower on them, along with...
Which was pretty impressive.
Gilles
de Croix.
Yeah, who was mostly there for the heresy.
Are you Gilles de Croix?
No, I'm Gilles de la Grasse.
Oh, right. Gilles de la Grasse.
Yes, and some other people.
So
and
it's Andre de la Troyes.
Annoying Venetians.
Yes, because the Venetians are...
They're Venetian dickheads. But we let them go first and die horribly. And then we proceeded to kick ass. Well, we kicked a moderate amount of ass. More ass-kicking was occurring from the other Frankish knights who were with us. Because those guys were fucking insane.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, they were a bit.
We didn't get to pour boiling oil on people, though, so that was funny.
Goat Marie and André de Au Revoir.
Yeah, you see Goat Marie, and all I can think of is Toriel from Undertale. Now, I imagine Toriel from Undertale running around hitting people.
I mostly imagine a goat with a little bow on its head, a little pink bow.
Yeah, he was kicking more ass than a goat with a bow.
A little white goat, so it's, you know, like Marie in the Aristocats? Aww. Is that a white kitten?
Oh, right. Yeah, I've not seen the Aristocats since I saw it at the cinema when I was four.
Yeah, so imagine a goat, but who's also Marie from the Aristocats.
But anyway, so yeah, we were fighting our way through so that the other ships, including the one that had Monk and Monk and Pacifist in.
Yeah, yes, technically Monk and Pacifist, yes.
Yes.
You don't know he's a pacifist, but
yeah, why well, he's a heretic, and most people probably figured out I'm a green little douchebag already, so that's good.
Well yeah.
Yeah. So we had to get in and get the gates open for them because otherwise they would have sat there in their ship being shot at on their horses.
Yeah. The front rank did get off the ship, but not very far.
Yes.
They got exactly as far as it took somebody to unleash a crossbow bolt.
However, we did actually manage to get the gate open with more than a little help from an insane other monk who was flailing around like a lunatic.
That would be Cleric Alamuse of Clary.
The mad cleric.
The mad fucking cleric. Ooh. He is batshit crazy.
You eventually get the gate open, which allowed the cavalry to get through, at which point our monks started killing things as well.
Quite a lot of killing.
Obviously God wanted things dead.
Well, I wasn't deliberately hitting them that hard, so clearly God wanted them dead.
God very much wanted them dead.
Or Satanism gives you weak souls.
If it had been multiple hits in order to smack their heads in, then fair enough
I've been Christians.
Technically speaking, they are the right Christians.
But they're not, because on the other side of our weapons.
Therefore, they are the wrong Christians and we are the right Christians. That's how religion works.
Yeah.
They can't be the right Christians. This is what God wishes us to do.
Exactly.
Yes, your pacifist thinks differently, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, yes. So, the city was successfully taken. We totally followed all the rules of engagement that we were told to follow, like sharing loot out evenly and totally, totally not raping people.
We didn't rape anyone.
Well, we didn't.
You lot didn't.
No, we were...
Everybody else has.
Everyone else was being utter fucking monsters. We were just nicking stuff.
We're the lovable kind of scoundrels.
Yes. Yes.
Like we're Thomas O'Malley.
I was thinking more, you know, Rocket Raccoon and Groot, but you know what? That also works if we're going to keep the Aristocats thing going. Who's the evil butler?
Well, we shall find out in today's episode, evidently.
Clearly. Cthulhu's the evil butler. Anyway. A couple of days later, we were summoned to somewhere in the palace.
Baron, what's his chop?
You were
Count Baldwin!
To Count Baldwin's...
To Blachierne Palace.
Yes.
Which is the headquarters of Count Baldwin.
Our boss.
Your boss.
Who is awesome.
Who is awesome?
Well, I like him. Yeah. I like him. I'm fiercely loyal to Count Baldwin, and I will not hear anyone say anything bad about Count Baldwin.
It's fine. I'm known to be loyal to him.
You're known. You're known to be... You're
yes.
known to be loyal.
Yes.
Everybody knows you're loyal.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that fact. Everyone knows it. Nobody knows anything else about the heresy, but they know you're loyal. Yes. And you're a monk.
Yes.
But anyway, if I remember correctly, you had literally just entered and found the Count and his brother, Henry of Flanders, present. Ah, good, you're all here. Please, come in, come in, come in. We must be swift. Brother, he invites you to pray over the meeting, which I'm not going to make you do.
Thank you.
There's a small amount of praying, and by the end of it, you'll go, Amen. Apart, possibly, from you, who are, in fact, an heretic. Right then. I'm pleased to see you all still alive. Well done. I've heard very good things about, about how you all, well, made use of yourselves during the assault and storming of the walls. Well done. I was very pleased to hear you'd all survive. Now, so, to business. A rumour has come to me that there is a cabal of Venetians that have given themselves up to despicable heresy. And it is the use of this foul magics that has brought a miasma of evil down upon this city. Obviously, the fate of Constantinople is in the hand of God, but as you can probably tell, our own Frankish knights are running amok, raping and pillaging, and not following my orders. The only possible answer is devilry. So, I am personally assured that some devilish force is trying to pervert God's will. They're ignoring all of the strictures of civilized behavior and becoming debauched demons even. You must go and find out the truth of this and destroy whatever dark magic you can find. If you find any items or relics that look to be of genuine power, gives you all a baleful look here. You are to bring them back here and hand them over to the priesthood for study and safekeeping. I have a personal dealer with the occult, a Frankish leper known as Brother Merivac. I will send him anything mysterious. He's not encouraged to travel the city, obviously, because of, well, the leprosy. You can also consult with Merivac if you wish to board the lepership, but I wouldn't advise it. For obvious reasons, I wish this mission to be kept secret. You need to be circumspect. The alliance between the Franks and Venetians is on a knife edge. Already on the crusade there have been armed brawls between us and them. If the heretics prove to be a problem, kill them. But not openly in the street, obviously. If you can learn also if the Venetian Doge has any hand in this. But it is trying definitely not to make the joke. Or if he is, of course, blameless, that will be a bonus. I could be quite generous when it comes to dividing the spoils of the city to those who serve me well. Now, the information on this heresy came to me from a Venetian priest who told me tales of this cult. He's currently in the northern basilica of the Forum of Theodosius. Go there and speak with him. He's currently being guarded by men loyal to me, but we dare not move him just in case the heretics grasp where he is and kill him in the street. Finally, and this is also most important, it is rumoured that... Excuse me, there is childlike laughing out there. Oh, God, thank goodness. It's not the first time that the microphones have started making that sort of sound. When it wasn't in the room. It's rumoured that the Byzantines loosed a monster upon the city. Something terrible to bring destruction to all of us good holy Franks. If you see such a monster, please be so good as to kill it. Do you have any questions for me? So? Questions? No? Excellent. In that case, I will give you the services of my bard, Bledic. He's been to Constantinople prior to the siege and knows the city well. He will meet you outside this room in a quarter hour so that you can speak amongst yourselves and plan, you know. Sorry, was there something more you wanted? You're dismissed. Be gone. Go, get to your work. It is of desperate importance.
Yep, you shall depart.
Well, we'll go and stand outside and wait 15 minutes, I suppose.
Yeah, and stand outside. So anyway, you... Oh, we've got a Hardwick now, by the way.
Hello!
And you are playing...
I can't remember.
Andre de Troyes.
Yes.
See, I know.
Andre de Troyes should roll his luck.
Yes.
Yes.
Andre de Troyes should roll his luck and remember that he's a pacifist-ish. That might not extend to devilry, though. So it might be anti-devilry.
Okay, so what are we doing? We're waiting for the person to turn up, aren't we?
We're talking before the person, the bar guard turns up.
Yes, the Count Baldwin's bard is going to take us to the priest who told him about the evil heretic.
Hello! I am Pledic. A man in, orange clothing. Wearing a hood with one of those massive lira pipes, comes down almost to his knees. Has a lute strapped across his back. I'm Bledic the Bard. Pleased to meet you all. Pleased to meet you all. I am Count Baldwin's most trusted advisor. His confidant. His strong. Right hand. So then, I'm told you need to go to somewhere in Constantinople. It is Constantinople. Somewhere in Constantinople that may or may not be Byzantium. And I, Bledic the Bard, will get you there.
Right.
Oh, yes. Also, I could go really quiet as Bledic the Bard. We're going to sit a little closer. Twiddling of knobs.
Why he's got a strong right hand?
Well, I have a strong right hand. Count Baldwin.
That twiddles his knobs.
I do.
His nibs is not.
So then, where is it that we have to go to? Where do you want me to take you?
Yes, it's,
I will get you there. Just like I got Count Baldwin through the Alps, you know. Yes.
Right.
I'm very important. To this Venetian priest.
A Venetian priest, you say? And where is he?
I didn't write that bit down.
Oh, no. Does anyone know where he is? Or are you actually going to knock on the door to Count Baldwin's audience chamber and go, boss? Where did he say the dude we were supposed to go save is?
He's in the north of the city.
No.
North.
No, it was the northern part of this particular place. It was the northern basilica of the Forum of Theodosius.
That's a long name. You expect me to write that down in time?
No, I expect you to remember it.
For us?
Yes. So then, where are we going? Where is our great lord sent us?
The northern basilica of the...
Theodosius.
Forum.
Do you mean the Forum?
Yes.
Excellent. The Forum of Theodosius is a beautiful building. I've spent many an afternoon there playing to very, very... enraptured maidens as I strummed and strummed my lute. They looked upon me with wide, loving eyes. Obviously, they're probably all in the hands of Venetians now, but that's neither here nor there. So then, should we travel?
Yes.
Or is there anything more that you need here? Supplies.
Are we good for supplies?
What have we got?
Well, we're only going for a quick jaunt across the city.
I think we're good.
Excellent. In which case, please follow me. And he immediately gets you lost. No, he doesn't. He sets off. As you're walking along, he's constantly going, this was a great building in which I once played the lute for no less than an hour. Count Baldwin, however, gets all of my best lute playing. He loves my lute play. While he's doing this, however, all around you, shit is going fucking south. And it's not going south like in little sedate chunks. It's going south like the four horsemen of the apocalypse have turned up, gone, we're not touching this shit, it's fucking batshit crazy, and ridden off in disgust. You see, Frankish crusaders setting buildings on fire for no really apparent reason. The screams all over, drunken gangs at night swagger about looking for somebody to kill or fuck or rob. Crusaders grab Greeks who are, as you know, neutral and extort money from them or they'll be murdered. Some crusaders are noted by Greek chroniclers to have murdered babies and old women, and you do actually see that occurring as you go past. There's Frankish knights throwing people out of the top window of houses just to hear what sound they make when they hit the cobbles, and the Venetians are worse. You lot need to make me a sanity check.
I half bad.
Yeah. So we want to pass it, don't we?
Yeah.
That's fine. Pass.
You fail. You lose a sanity point for this wanton destruction and obvious evil.
Oh my goodness. Obviously evil.
You see a group of knights set a house on fire and then hurl a man into it. And then drag his daughters away. Byzantine monks are being flogged as heretics. There's violence and brutality everywhere. And a huge pall of smoke hangs over the entire city. Spot hidden checks for me, please.
Nope.
Perfect. Do I even have it?
I don't know. I'm guessing if you can't find it, no.
You have a base.
So be base.
Yeah, the base is 25. Oh, no, pass.
Okay. So you're all riding along, and you look up, and the clouds above you, the huge pall of smoke, has formed into an evil-looking, grinning face. It stares down on the city with malevolence. Almost as if it is enjoying the actions of the Frankish knights and their Venetian allies.
What a lovely omen. Do you not think so, Brother David?
Sorry?
Above you.
There's a big cloud of smoke.
It's grinning.
There is evil in this place.
You can't see the face. Oh. You can just see a big cloud of smoke. Mm-hmm. You're a little bit frightened and confused by...
Well, you know me to be a man of dark fatalism and secrets.
There is a great amount of...
But loyal. To count yes. Walk with. So then. As you're going along, Bledick continues his chatter all along. Like, even when people are being, like, killed, sort of two, 3 feet from him, he's like, oh, well, I used to sit along this gutter myself. Chop. Thud. Squirt, squirt, squirt. Yeah, it was much cleaner in those days, obviously. Less rubbish about the place. Oh, excuse me, he steps over a dead body and keeps walking. Ah, but that was back in the days before my glorious lord took me under his wing. I'm very important, you know. He relies upon me. Well, you can tell, making me leader of this group. I mean, you wouldn't give that sort of honour to just anyone, would he? takes you a little while. You're making your way along the street. So far, it's all been fine. Heretic person, you see something off in the distance. Now, all around Constantinople, there's these cisterns, and they're massive, great big things. They are enormous. And you're passing by one, well, relatively close to one now. They're basically underground buildings that slowly fill up with water during the winter months and are used to supply the city with water during the summer months. And they're well known to be very, very important. Even the Venetians and the Franks are making sure not to foul the water. As you're walking along, there's an entrance to one of the cisterns, sort of about 200 or so yards up and on the left. And you see a bunch of, well, it looks like Varangians.
What?
The bodyguards of the Byzantine leaders. It looks like a couple of them have grabbed a Frankish knight. It looks like they're stabbing him and dragging him into the system up ahead. He sort of goes towards you and then gets dragged outside.
Am I walking or?
I assume you're all on horseback.
I'd like to horse over there then.
I'd like to horse over there then. Okay, so you start horsing down the street as fast as you can.
Yeah.
I think you mean ride. That's okay. You horse. You horse like the wind.
Horse, it's a new verb.
So, that's going on the this includes archive, comma, horsing like the wind. Yeah, you horse down the thing at great speed. Gilles?
Yes.
Gilles has just taken off like the wind. Then it goes, oh my goodness, where's he going?
I don't... Gilles! I go up after him.
You horse down the road as well. What about you two?
Well, it seems we're going on a detour. We should stick together, really.
So we're you two horse down the road as well. Okay, you... Good lord. Anyway. You horse down the road as fast as you can, pulling up outside the door to the cistern. The door is open and it leads down to like a set of relatively slimy looking steps. Down at the bottom, you see the knight sort of claw out towards you before being dragged around the corner by two blokes.
I would like to get my crossbow out.
Okay.
Dismount
from the horse?
Yes.
Okay. So, you three, you're only a little bit behind. You see Gilles jump off his horse, grab his crossbow, and head down some stairs. Okay. You lot now reach the top of the stairs. You can see Gilles about halfway down. You lot cannot see why he's gone down here. But you, a bit further into the darkness, you see these two right, blonde-haired, bearded guys stabbing a Frankish knight over and over again, and he's sort of flailing about.
Can I try and crossbow one of the bearded people?
Yes, you can. Go right ahead.
I halved my crossbow.
Gee, then. Nice. You hit. Roll some damage.
Does that add my damage bonus, or just...
No. It's a range.
Six.
Right. Oh, I need a pencil. Thank you. Okay, then. Right, yeah, you shoot one of them in the shoulders, and he sort of goes, ah! And grabs at his shoulder, dropping the Frankish knight to the ground. The other guy sort of looks over towards you. You lot at the top of the stairs, what are you doing? You've heard a kapung, shunk, down the stairs.
Dismounting and getting down there as quickly as possible.
Sword out,
Yeah, I'll get my sword out.
Okay. Brother?
Dismount with my mate. There may be trouble.
Okay. And finally, what's your name? I can't remember it now.
Andre.
Andre de la Troyes. I could remember the last name. Andre de la Troyes, what are you doing?
I'm going to get my sword out, but I'm going to hang back because I'm like, oh, it could be a trap.
Okay, I'm so going down you're, handing, you're hanging back, like, on the stairs, maybe?
Well, kind of,
Everybody else has just rushed straight out.
I shall say I'm rushing. I'm
advancing.
If say, Gilles is down there.
Gilles is down there and about 5 metres in from the stairs.
The other two are the going
other
down
two
the stairs.
Are probably at just beyond the end of the stairs. Maybe 1 or 2 yards beyond the end of the stairs.
I will kind of not stand obviously at the top of the stairs, but not go too far down.
2/3?
Yeah.
Okay. You make me spot hidden checks. That was the brother and the other one.
Reading mind. I pass.
I fail.
Okay. Right. You go stomping in and go stomping off towards Gilles. You go stomping in and then go, there are men on either side of the thing behind me hiding behind pillars. As you shoot the guy in the arm, he drops the Frankish knight. And he goes, ah! And the other bloke goes, ah! And pulls a sword out. No, sorry, he doesn't. He pulls an axe out. And the Frankish knight, lying on the floor, reaches behind himself, jumps up to his feet, and also pulls an axe out. Which is when the two men you've spotted step out from behind their, pillar coverage, also with axes. For all that stabbing he was getting, you realise now that he looks very unbloodied. One of them says to the other, quick, kill them, and then we will dress in their clothes.
What language are they talking in?
They are speaking in... Good question, actually, because you may not have understood what they just said. Where are their stats? Do you understand Anglo-Saxon?
No, I don't.
In which case, they say a whole load of stuff you have no idea about. The Varangian Guard, incidentally, were most likely people displaced from England when William the Conqueror attacked.
Yeah, because Harald Hardrada, who led the other 1066 invasion, was a former Varangian Guard.
Yep. But anyway, they are charging in. So, there's three in front of you, two of them, the ones you just shot, and the fake Frankish knight charges towards you. The other one peels off and heads towards you. The two either side of you try and converge on you, but they're only going to be able to get up to you. They're not going to be able to attack you.
Right.
You, Andre, are perfectly fine because you're up the stairs. So, first things first, Gilles. One rushes forward and whirling his axe around will strike you. Do you wish to dodge or fight back?
Dodge. Normal dodge.
You achieve a dodge on account of dodging as opposed to fighting back. The other one is also going to attack you. Do you wish to dodge or attack?
Got a crossbow. I'm not sure you can attack with that.
Oh, good point. So dodge then.
With the penalty die?
Yes. He's very going to hit you though.
Yeah, I don't dodge that.
Okay. He strikes you about the midriff with his axe. Oh, you better hope your armor's good. He does 10 points of damage.
6 points of damage.
Okay.
That's
bad. The other one, charges towards you and tries to get a smack on in on you. Are you fighting back or are you dodging?
I will attempt to parry with my sword.
Okay, so fight back.
Yeah, I fifth that. I got 0-3.
You
easily bat his axe out to one side and then slash at him. Roll some damage.
Okay, remind me, it's a d8 plus d4. There's a d4. I saw a d8 here earlier. Oh, there we are. That is a 5.
Okay.
Not amazing, but something.
They are wearing light armour. It does not stop very much. Brother David, they rush in on you, but don't yet strike. They have both got axes out, however. So, who's got the highest dex out of you lot?
17.
65. 50. Oh, 17.
Okay, so it's you, then you, then you, then you. Which is, your name is?
Renault.
Andre, Gilles, Brother David. So, Renault, you have a dude in front of you. And a throat of death.
Throat of death. I will attack him with my sword.
He hasn't yet gone, so he will have to dodge this time.
I hit. Doesn't.
You do hit him, he does not dodge.
Okay. That would be 10.
Ow. His armour stops a lot of that.
Okay.
But you... By stops a lot of that, I mean, his armour does as much as it was ever going to do. Mm. You bring your sword down, sort of in the gap between his ribcage and his hip, heading downwards towards the hip. It's a pretty damn deep cut. He's still alive, but bleeding very heavily indeed. Andre.
What can I see down there?
You can see Brother David with a Varangian guard on either side of him.
Okay.
These two have got their shields out and a sort of shortish hand axe.
Can I get that down there in one round?
Oh yeah, easily.
The question is, do I want to go down? Yes, you do.
Well, you can watch the brother get horribly murdered by two strong men, if you like.
Who will then probably come up and try and murder you.
They probably will.
Well, you see, I don't know if there's anyone else in there. So my other thinking would be to, like, try and lure them out. But
the monkey's outnumbered.
Yeah. Right, well, I've got my sword and my shield.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll,
Rush one of them?
Yeah, do I get any bonus for that?
I will make it so that he can only dodge you rather than actually try and use his shield, because he's not expecting anybody else.
Right, okay.
So, he will attempt to dodge, you will attempt to strike. Ooh.
Where's my thing? I rolled a 0.7.
You hit.
On 75.
You crit. So, I believe it's roll the damage and double it. Let me just look upon this wonderful GM screen.
It is very pretty.
Impale. Typically, I can't find impale. Bear with me. We can't find Impale.
Is it still called Impale? It's called something else now.
Not certain is the short answer. I will have to look it up. We'll have to lift the box up to get the books out. Bear with me. This slipcase is amazing. It's a wonderful slipcase. But it can occasionally be a little difficult to get the books out.
Oh, it is again. Very pretty.
Everything about this so far is very pretty.
Chasing. Very pretty.
If you say so.
Combat.
Mr. Agree. Mean archive.
I know. It's so much fun.
That's what I've been warned about you every episode.
Yep. Yeah, indeed.
I thought it was just because I speak quietly.
No.
Okay. That's good.
Oh, there is nothing so... There's no freedom so sweet as knowing you're terrible and embracing it.
Okay, so we've now looked it up. Your impale with an impaling weapon does maximum damage plus maximum damage bonus, which for you is... Hideous, I'm guessing.
Why does it say?
Well, the damage for your sword is...
1d8 plus 1d4.
1d8 plus 1d4, so it does 12 points of damage.
Oh, okay.
You saved 1 point of that.
Wow.
So, in the one blow that you do as you come down the stairs, you do as much damage as he's done in two. And you cave the back of the guy's helmet in. He sort of turns going, ah! And staggers slightly to the left. He's still up, but there's blood coming out the back of his helmet. You're on 60, aren't you?
65.
Ah, in which case you go just before the Varangians. There's two of them on you.
I need to change to my sword.
Okay. You can drop the crossbow and pull the sword.
Yeah?
Make me a luck check.
Look. Yes, just.
You drop your crossbow and the mechanism is absolutely fine.
I don't shoot myself. Yay!
Well, you couldn't shoot yourself. You'd have to spend a round reloading first. It's more you don't bend it. You whip your sword up and out of its holster, or scabbard even.
Scabbard.
Which makes more sense. Scabbard is the thing you keep swords in. Holster would be a whole different level of wrong. At this point, it becomes your action.
Stabbing.
Much stabbing. Right, they haven't got to take their shields out yet, so they're going to just have to dodge.
Yes. But he
doesn't manage to dodge, so you hit him.
Okay.
Is it the one you've wounded already?
Yes, I would be going for the wounded one, yes.
Yeah. Going for the one that you've already stuck a crossbow bolt in does seem to make sense.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, ooh,
10. Ow, Jesus.
Oh, I rolled an 8. D8.
He stops two of that, which means he just horribly dies. You sort of bring your sword repeatedly down on the haft of his axe. He's trying to sort of dodge out of the way, but eventually you crack the haft of his axe and bury the point of your sword about 3 inches into his face. He drops to the floor, screaming and clutching at his face, and then quickly goes quiet. The other Varangian fighting you, meanwhile, is going to try and kill you. Do you fight back or dodge?
Dodge. Where's my... I do very much dodge, though.
Yeah, you do. He wildly swings. Get the impression he's not used to wearing chainmail. There's one guy fighting you.
Yeah, one guy and me.
He tries to kill you.
I will try and parry that.
He's doing pretty damn well.
Well, he did better than me because I failed that, so yeah.
Right then. He doesn't crit. Because it turns out the rules for criticals have changed. You would need to roll 0-1. We'll remember that for the future. But he does hit you and does do damage.
Right, pimp and hammer.
A total of 9.
Okay, let me roll me D8 for my chainmail. I blocked 6 of that, so that's not too bad.
He brings the axe around and slams it into your ribs. Yeah, but good Frankish iron keeps you safe.
Nah, thank you very much.
Brother David. The Varangian guard who hasn't just had half of his head crushed in by Andre sort of squares up to you and attempts to smash you in the face with an axe. What would you like to do?
I would like to defend myself with my mace.
Okay, you fight back.
Oh, fuck. I just rolled a 99.
Oh. Now, let's just see.
wasn't at 100.
Yeah.
Why still, Bumble is 96 to 100.
Okay.
What is your skill?
With mace, yeah. 60.
Oh, I think you might be. The stuff on this investigator screen conflicts slightly with the rules, I feel. Right. Yeah, you. Oh, okay. Let's see how that helps. Right. You get hit. No, you don't. You get missed. They miss you, because he also missed.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, it's good for you.
Yes.
Andre, the one fighting you turns and actually tries to fight you as opposed to just get hit by you.
Oh, okay.
He's weakly waving an axe in your direction. Do you fight back, or do you dodge?
I shall try and dodge.
Okay.
Don't pass.
In which case, you do get hit by an axe. To the tune of 6 points of damage. Minus your armour, obviously.
Okay.
He whirls his axe wildly round his head. While staggering slightly, you think he's somewhat off balance due to the crushed back of skull. And then whips the axe down and into your chest. How much does your armour save?
4 points.
So it robs it of most of its damage. You take like a deep bruise for 2 points, but otherwise you're fine. Mm-hmm. From up the stairs, you hear Lennox go, "Ah, I see you've got it in hand. I'll hold the horses." Brother David,
I'm going to try and hit the guy who just tried to hit me.
Fair enough. He will attempt to shield.
Right. I don't know how well he did at shielding something.
What did you get?
The question is, do I spend a point of luck to pass?
It's 1 point of luck.
It is 1 point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fine.
You hit his shield very heavily.
Okay.
But do not manage to kill him.
Does that do damage to the shield or
it
not?
It does. You can do some damage.
I mean, you remember that from last time.
Yeah.
It does 8 points of damage to the shield.
Okay, his shield takes a big crunching blow from your mace. We are back to the top of the round.
Sorry, you shouldn't have done that.
No, you shouldn't. It's alright, it wasn't too loud.
Yeah, it was very soft.
Yes.
But yes, the node. 07, I fifth that attack.
Okay. Fifth attack. He hasn't got a shield, so he would have attempted to dodge. Yeah, you hit him.
Woo!
You don't critical because criticals have changed.
Yeah, because it's 0-1 to critical.
Yeah.
2 points of damage. Snake eyes.
His armor absorbs it, and he seems to get slightly more healthy even.
You die.
Not really, but yeah, you fail utterly to murder the man. He's badly injured, but yeah.
He should be more badly
André
injured.
André Delacroix! You've got a Varangian with a crushed head fighting you.
Oh, okay then. I'll give him another poke.
He will attempt to shield himself.
Mm. 70-something. I will spend 1 point to pass.
You hit him then. Because he did not pass. Not even close to passing. He was very close to dropping his shield, in fact. I don't need this, I'll throw this on the floor. Ha-ha! Oh, wait.
So that.
I'm Captain America. Bling!
8 points.
His armour stops a full 3 points of that 8 points. However, he still very much dies. You're sparring backwards and forwards with him. He keeps getting his shield sort of in the way. And you put in a blow. You expect him to stop with his shield because you're sort of hoping to tie him up for a bit and let somebody else finish him off afterwards. but it bounces off the rim of his shield and just hacks into the side of his neck. He sort of goes, and then drops dead on the floor.
Giggling.
Huh?
Giggling. That.
Shield.
Stabbing.
Stabbing. He will attempt to bite back.
Pass.
He fails by two, so you hit him.
Six.
Six. His armor stops two of it, which means he takes three of it. This is the uninjured one or the one...
Wait, what?
He did six, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he stopped two of it, so he takes four of it.
Yeah.
This is the uninjured one, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Because the one you said was...
You killed him. okay, you spiral backwards and forwards. He's pretty good with the axe. You can see he's trying to make space enough for him to pick up his shield, but he's not feeling confident enough that he's got the time for it yet. Although he might do in his action. Speaking of, it's now all of their actions. This guy, he pulls his shield out and then makes a relatively straightforward overhand, I'm going to try and chop you in the face and see if you can parry it. Jobby. How are you fighting? Fighting back or dodging?
Dodging. Normal dodge.
Normal attack, so because you're dodging, you do dodge out of the way of him. The guy fighting you, who's badly injured but still up, he's dead. He's sort of glancing around himself and trying to see what's going on, and is sort of aware that the day isn't really going in his direction.
I'll try and parry that.
No, he's not yet doing
that. Oh, right, sorry.
He actually turns to run, so you get a free attack.
Okay.
He runs off into the darkness.
I do not hit him, so indeed he does.
He escapes into the darkness. Brother David. The guy who's fighting you can see that the guy behind you has just basically been chopped in the throat. We can't see any deeper. So he does not feel like leaving yet. So he is going to try and axe your face off.
Okay, I'm going to mace and retaliation. I'm going to fifth macing and retaliation.
You absolutely mace in retaliation because he totally failed to hit you.
Okay.
He sort of comes forward with a very obvious sort of big waving round of his axe to try and build up some speed. So you smash him in the elbow.
I just rolled a 10.
His armor stops 3 points of that.
Okay.
This was the one who was uninjured so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he goes from uninjured to not very happy as you smash your mace onto the inside of his elbow and hear a crunching sound. He gives a sort of noise, but still keeps fighting. He does still have hold of his axe. At this point, I believe it is now your go.
Right. I'm guessing there's no sensible way to just stop him fighting without murdering him.
This one seems fairly fanatical. One that you can see out of the corner of your eye has just rushed off into the deeper system. Another one is still fighting with you.
So whether anything would be any use for questioning. But...
they're not Phoenicians. They're Byzantines.
Right. But in the absence of knowing how to do that, I'll just mace him.
Fair enough.
Because I have no idea how I'd actually do subduing in this.
He fights back relatively successfully.
Oh, okay. I just pass.
He hits you.
Okay.
You step forward into the sort of upraised arm and attempt to bring your mace up under his chin, but as you're bringing it up, he locks your arm with his shield and then brings his fist across your face using the haft of the axe to just sort of gouge into your face. It's not a heavy blow, being only 3 points, but it makes you pause a little, because
okay.
I don't think you're wearing armour.
No, I've got armour.
Okay, well, you better roll your armour then.
So that's 2 with armour.
Okay, so you take 1 point of damage as he smashes an axe handle into your face. At which point we are back to the top. Your chap has run off into the darkness. Giel is still fighting, and Brother David is still fighting.
Right, so who looks to be in the worst predicament?
Giel's one's the least injured.
And I'm no more injured than Brother
I'll go David stab.
There is blood pooling around Giel's feet.
Yeah, I will go stab the one fighting Giel then.
Okay, at this point I'm going to do multiple people fighting properly, you get a bonus die.
Nice.
He will attempt to fight back. So instead of you getting negative dies, they get bonus dies. So they're defending more than once. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got the same on both ones, so that was a 14, so I fifth that.
He fifths his fighting back, so you still hit him because you're fighting.
Rather than, yeah.
So draw, you win.
Yeah.
He got really unlucky there.
He really did. Because I got both of my 10 dies were 1.
Mm.
So
He rolled 3.
That was 9.
So, yeah. He well, despite very nearly gutting you, because you're going forward, and his axe actually comes up towards your groin.
Yeah.
And you just manage to curve the inside of your leg out of the way and stab him through the throat, dropping him instantly to the ground. And he does chop you in the knackers.
Yes.
André Delatroy. There's a dude fighting Brother David who's frothing a little at the mouth, but doesn't seem to be being very effective.
Oh, might as well try and stab him up then.
Fair enough. You get a bonus die.
Okay.
He will attempt to fight back.
I half that.
Okay, you hit him. But only just. He very nearly manages to get his weapon in the way.
Okay, can't. That would be a 10.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to end badly for him. His armour stops a full 1 point of that. So yeah, he's busy fighting Brother David as you step up behind him. You start bringing your sword down just sort of to wrap him on the top of the head. He does sort of bring his axe up as if he's trying to parry or strike at your arm, but he entirely misjudges and misses your arm, and your blade just sort of sinks about 2-3 inches into the back of his head. He actually turns, wrenching your sword out of your hand, and looks at you a little dazedly, points a finger at you, and then says something in Anglo-Saxon. Do you know Anglo-Saxon? Does any of you know Anglo-Saxon?
No. Nope.
So he says something that makes no sense whatsoever and then topples over. There's a clang as your sword hits the ground and pops out of his skull and then sort of rattles the ground. Off in the distance, you hear sploshing footsteps followed by oars.
So what was all that about?
Can I, like, search the bodies of the people we just...
Yes, if you go through all of them.
Yes.
Basically, there are 20 silver marks. And they've got these weird long teardrop-shaped shields and axes, and it seems like they're pretty burly, beefy-looking chaps. You're fairly certain these are Varangian guard. These are foreigners who the Byzantine emperor hires as his bodyguards from some far-off land, supposedly.
Hmm. Strange. Why are they luring people into an ambush?
One of them's dressed as a Frank, so it must have worked at least once.
Yeah.
damn, one of them was dressed as a Frank. He should have been using chainmail stats instead of his own. Never mind. Doesn't matter. He didn't have the chainmail on properly. There we go.
He'd not spent the experience points on chainmail, so he couldn't use it.
There's wacky.
Are you all right down there? I've still got the horses.
Yes, yes.
Excellent.
Can I actually try and do some first aid on Jill?
Have you got first aid?
Yes, I do.
Then yes.
Now I also have a field dressing kit.
I can't remember what the field dressing kit does. Isn't it just give back some...
I actually have a 25% other kingdoms knowledge Constantinople.
Nice.
Skill.
Doesn't explain what the healing kit does.
Yeah, I'll just roll first aid.
Yeah, roll first aid.
Yeah, I pass.
Okay, you get back. Let's go with D3 plus D3 for the healing kit.
Okay. You get back 5 wounds.
Wow.
Yeah, I rolled pretty well on that one.
Please, have some of my wine. Thank you.
Cheers.
But note that he's pocketed the money.
Well, I didn't think it was
Are the axes any good?
They're pretty well made. They've got weird pagan symbols down the blades and down the handles. But yeah, they're pretty well made. They're good quality, but not as good as your swords.
Okay. Pagan symbols don't look ominous in any sort of way?
They look like runes. I don't know if your character can read runes or is likely to know about runes. Has he got an occult skill?
Yes.
Make me an occult roll.
No.
You have no idea. It may be some kind of prayer to the devil.
That would make sense. These are clearly evil men.
Clearly.
Clearly.
Anyway, let's go back.
Okay.
Well, that was a nice detour. Let's continue.
You get back on the horses, and Bledick's like, "Oh, did you do all right? Did you do all right? Was that good? Did you find any evil Venetians?"
No, don't know what the Thuringian guard.
Oh, the Norsemen. Oh, yes, lovely chaps.
Yes, they tried
good
to
drinking fellows. Oh, well, they are fairly violent when they're in their cups, or you know, threatened. Or if you look at them funny, or if you insult them, or if they think you owe them money, or if you do owe them money, or if you say the wrong word. I once said the word, look here, and they all got really, really uppity. I'm not sure why. But anyway, yeah, shall we go? Shall we go?
Yes, let's.
So you set off again. About 10 minutes later, you're stopped by a group of Frankish soldiers who come rushing over. Oh, sir, sir! They are obviously drunk off their faces. Sir, sir, you want to be careful being around here?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We was in a house what we took from this bloke and his daughters who were very nice. We was in there and then this thing came and it ate 3 of my mates and then flew off. It vanished into the thin air. It was horrible. It just came and all the teeth and the eating and the screaming. You can't be careful round here.
I'll bear that in mind.
Thank you. Ungodly things.
Right.
Yeah, it's terrible. Have you got any drink?
No, I'm afraid not.
Have you got any drink? Oh, brother, you're always making drink. Have you got any drink?
No.
Can you spare any change? Have you got any money that we can have? Because my three mates got eaten by a monster. Did I tell you? It was eaten by a monster and then it disappeared. It smashed the house up and all. It smashed the whole building down and it wasn't no wooden thing. It was made out of brick and shit. Well, not actually shit, but you know what I mean. It might have been shit. The Constantinopolitanians don't build with shit, do they?
They did say something about a monster.
Yeah. Knocked some building down. It knocked a building down and it ate the three dudes and then fucked off. It went, crunch, crunch, crunch.
Did you want to investigate, Brother David?
You should investigate.
If it's blown off?
What did it look like?
This giant monster smashed down the house and then eaten three of them.
Did it have wings then?
It vanished. It was into thin air. I didn't really get a good look at it. It was all a bit quick. And there was a gnashing and blood everywhere, you know, and then there was the screaming and the dying and the being bitten in half and the building falling down, and it was all very, very stressful, you know. And then I found this bottle and it was great. Have you got any drink? Can you spare any change? No?
Where was this building?
It was down. It was so hard. I've gone all turned round. See it somewhere. Look for a building that's been flattened and covered in bits of persons. You can't miss it.
Yes.
You should be ashamed of yourselves, men. Ah, good Lord Baldwin instructed you not to become drunkards. Well, he didn't say nothing about no monsters and getting eaten all up, did he? Bastard. Count Baldwin will hear of your blasphemy. Count Baldwin can kiss my hairy testicles.
Shall we continue, what's his name?
Bledick.
Bledick?
Yes. Yes, we should. As he rides past, he kicks his horse to go on a bit faster, and by accident smacks the man in the shoulder and knocks him sprawling in the mud. Oh, fuck! You ride on. Eventually, you start getting on towards some very much more impressive-looking buildings. There's, like, massive stone columns, like, heading up into the sky. They're huge, by the way. They're absolutely huge. They're maybe 30 or 40 metres tall. They're massive. Big forums. Currently the forum is crowded with Franks who are loading gold, jewels, and other finery onto mules or into carts. Others are busy stripping the place of anything remotely valuable. Hundreds of them are sat around lounging, drinking, gambling, brawling, or torturing some Greeks. Four basilicas flank the sides of the forum, and it is the northern one which you seek. As you sort of ride slowly across the forum, dodging dodgy people. So anyway, well, what are you doing? Are you heading straight there or what?
Probably.
You just head straight across the forum. You have to ride round some people, roasting what you're really hoping is a pig and really hoping isn't a Greek over an open fire. You reach the front of the basilica and get off your horses. Bloody excited. Oh, I think we should be safe to tie them up here. You there, what? Watch these horses. Fuck off. I'm from Count Baldwin himself. Count Baldwin could fuck off. But in the end, he just ties the horses up. You'll have to have me with you, otherwise the guards may not let you in. And you head up the stairs to the main door. Right, now let's have a look. Okay. You open the door, and in the nave, there are four guards, four knights. Obviously, Frankish knights, wearing the red cross on the white background of Crusaders. Quite nice looking armour. They're obviously looking, they're seeming very professional. Who are you? Why are you here? What are you doing here? Ah! Ah, good sirs, it is me, Bleddin, the Count's most favoured servant. He's sent us to, speak with the priest. Oh, the priest, you say? Well, we can probably do that if you like. Does anyone want to do an insight check?
A what?
Insight? Anyone got insight?
Oh, yeah, actually, I do. No. 89 is not a pass.
Okay. Right, well, we can take you to see him. We rescued the Padre from a bunch of masked heretics who ran off. One was killed. And, it turned out he was a Venetian, although he had a tattoo on his left bicep. It resembled a whip with five tails and sharp ends. Follow me, and I'll lead you to the priest.
Sorry, it was the guard who died had the tattoo.
One of the men who was kidnapping him.
Oh, one of the kidnappers, okay.
Indeed. Yes, we were trying to drag him away, and we found them and, saved him. He's down here in the crypt. He leads you to the back of the building and down a set of relatively steep, small stairs. So he leads you down into the crypt and back towards the back. Which is where you find the cage. In a caged area of the crypt, you can see this Venetian priest. He's rocking backwards and forwards, clutching at his head. He seems to be really in pain, and he keeps mumbling that he must keep them back. I must keep them back here. He also seems to only have one eye, which is a little strange. Padre, these men are here to speak to you about what happened. Really? They are here. They are here to speak. Yes. I must. My head, it hurts so badly. Yes. You must hear. He looks up and he doesn't have one eye. I believe he has two. One of them is... Oh, no, he does only have one eye. But the other eye is terribly infected. It's, like, swollen and yellow with some pus leaking out of the corners. It's horrible. Quick. I don't have much time. You must listen very carefully. The men who tried to take me, yes, they are a cabal of my own country. I must keep them back now. I must stop them. They're a cabal of my own countrymen. Venetians turned to such devilry. I can't believe it. They called themselves the Unburdened Flesh. The cult worked on the Doge to target Constantinople because there's so much occult treasure here. The thing they want, it's called the Devil Simular. It's a satanic artifact. It allows the user to assume... I must keep them back. It allows the wearer to assume any form as long as you have skinned the person whose form you are taking. And worse, it can be used to summon a terrible presence, an evil presence. Some devil from Satan himself. I heard of the cult before I left Venice, but was appalled to find it here. A knight called Ramadi, a Venetian knight called Ramadi, had us scouring the city for traces of an artifact, a suit of armour made of ceramic, like pottery, but also for a ritual in Latin, which he believed the foul Byzantines had, for they had opposed the Unburdened Flesh's antecedents. They seem to suspect someone might have been using the item, but they wouldn't say anything. They wouldn't say anything. My head. In the church of St. Mochius on the seventh hill of Constantinople, the seventh hill, he found... I didn't find the thing, but I find a chest that had been hidden by the monks, the Byzantine monks, in which was a ritual that mentioned that the pieces of the statue fused together, and how there was a ritual that you might use to find the thing. I hid the ritual, for I knew that the cult... I knew the cults would be searching for me, and I hoped to flee and get help to retake the ritual. It should be safe there. Nobody would destroy a statue of the Virgin, not even debased Christians like this. Unfortunately, the cult caught me and they tortured me. They cut out one of my eyes and I would have done worse except that those Franks came and rescued me since I was a Catholic priest. I don't know who to trust. The cult's Venetian, so I thought maybe that Count Baldwin would be safe because he is a Frank and not Venetian. But somebody needs to go to the Church of Mochius and regain the ritual. Only that way only that way we can be safe. I must hold them back. I must hold them back. So?
Hold who back?
Them. The unburdened flesh. I cannot allow them to do it. Please, you must be swift. Anyone want to do insight or occult?
Yes.
And they don't have either of those, so no.
I passed an occult.
Okay. There's a lot of horrible things you can do if you cast a spell using a victim's eye.
Oh.
A lot of very horrible things.
Any idea what?
You're not a spellcaster. You're a holy man, not some kind of debased heretic. And you don't know anything about it either, debased heretic.
Not my brand of heresy.
No. Please, you must, you. No, I am done. I have no more energy left to hold them back. You must stop this terrible evil. I commend your mission to God. His eye bulges almost out of its eye socket.
I see you.
And then there's a as his eye explodes, taking about a quarter of his head with it. Can you all make me dexterity checks?
Yes. No.
Okay. What is your constitution, please?
55.
What is your constitution, please?
55.
Make me sanity checks.
All of us?
Yep. No. Well, yes, actually everybody.
No.
No.
Okay. Renault, you lose 3 points. Gilles, you lose 3 points.
I'm fine. I'm
Brother
fine.
David, Bob's head just exploded. Andre?
No.
You lose 2 points. And Gilles and Andre are splattered in yellow fluid and chunks of brain. The body stays standing for a couple of seconds before toppling over. You're slightly glad that the... Oh, I need to roll for Bledic. Did Bledic make the dex check? Bledic made the dex check. He dies behind Gilles. You're rather glad that the other knights didn't stay down here for that.
What in the name of God was that?
Devil's magic.
Right.
Yes, well, Yes, well, yes. Well,
that church you mentioned, can you get us to it?
Well, probably. Maybe, probably. But should we go back and speak to the Count or do something else entirely?
No.
Well, they're not going to know that it's there. He said he hid it pretty well. We could not. Or we could go looking for the knight, the evil knight. We could go looking for the evil knight.
Let me explain this to you. A man's head
just exploded. Yes, I know. I saw that. I saw the whole. His head exploded. It's the sort of thing that you think that, like, maybe the Count should know that there's people going around who can do that sort of thing?
I think he's very clear already into what is going on, considering that I'm assuming the priest told him everything first before he told us the same thing. Now, I want to get paid and stay alive. And I don't get to do either of these things because I don't know if you heard, but just before his head exploded, something that definitely wasn't him said he saw us, which means they know who we are, which means they will find us unless we deal with them first.
Well,
so,
yes, another good reason to go back to the Count. We could get
the Count already has sent us on this mission to do this.
Well.
Are you his most favoured servant, or what?
Well, yes, but I'm not a fighting man.
We're not asking you to fight, we're asking you to guide.
Well, yes, I can do that.
Good. Then do that.
Right. Okay, then.
Speaking of which, can I just check the priest didn't have anything on him?
Yeah, if you can open the cage and want to go...
No. What? How do you open... Oh, God. Can anyone actually open the cage?
You could go and ask them for the key.
It's going to be fun explaining what we did to him.
Well...
Or we could just...
It's like we don't think Oz could make his head explode.
Not. And fill his head with yellow pus, no.
No.
It's up to you. You can go and ask them for the key.
And
you'll be able to get in and have a look round then. Although he is covered in that yellow goop.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what? Leave it.
And he did look a bit, you know, tattered and not terribly well looked after, so...
All right, we'll go.
Probably doesn't. And just moving that in a little closer. Okay, so, your plan is to head straight to Church of St. Mochius?
Wait, we're covered in goop, but we're not going to be really...
Could the people who are covered in that maybe clean it off?
There's a font upstairs. Holy water and everything. Well, holy-ish, it's a Byzantine church.
God would want us to, like, clean this off, right, Brother David?
I would imagine so.
Right.
If it is off
the font.
You head upstairs, and one of the knights sees you coming upstairs and goes, My God, what has happened?
His eye a bit infected.
Exploded, along with his head.
Good luck. What?
Yes.
The priest is dead?
Yes.
Dear?
Yes.
Yes, his head, it popped. It was terrible, but we did the best that we could. You should tell Count Baldwin what happened here, and that we are continuing the mission, like the good stout fellows that we are. Yes, of course. What should we do with the body? Cremate him. I'm sure he said he wanted to be cremated. Didn't he, Brother David? He wanted to be cremated?
Yes.
Yes. You should gather up several men and get a lot of wood and cremate him. Yes. We can do that, I guess. Yes, you should do that. Meanwhile, you two are splashing away in the font. Yeah, it's not difficult to get off. It's just like pus. It's a bit horrible, right? Takes you a little while. So then, what are you doing?
We are going to that church.
Church of St. Mochius on the seventh hill.
Yes.
So you head towards the seventh hill of Constantinople. Now the problem with the seventh hill of Constantinople is it's on the western side of the city. So pretty much the opposite side of the city from where you are at the moment. It's also getting on towards night time now. It's sort of mid-afternoon, shading towards evening. You sort of head over. Again, everywhere there's looting and fighting and drunken Frankish knights all over the place. But slowly but surely, it starts to thin out a bit. You're heading to an area of the city between the Forum of Arcadius and the outer western wall, which he didn't bother to attack because it's on the wrong side of the city. It's on the right side of the city for your attack, but never mind. You came from the sea, that's why. You're entering an area that basically, it's been destroyed by fires during the lengthy siege. The Venetians brought with them some quite powerful siege weapons, and as this is the western side of the city which they could get to by land, they did try and break the siege by pelting flaming balls of tar at this part of the city, but it doesn't seem to have worked very much. Obviously the bombardment has meant that most people who had riches here had already left, so there's very little looting over in this area, and many of the people that you encountered are Greeks heading south out of the Golden Gate to flee the city back towards Greece. As you're crossing the city before you get to this section, there's a few checkpoints where Frankish knights are stopping people walking down the street and checking to make sure they're not fighting people, or more importantly, that they're not wandering off with any gold. But you don't see very many of those over here in the western part of the city. You're sort of heading towards this church, which Bledin has actually been to the church before, so he does know where it is. But as you're coming up the hill towards the church, there's two Frankish priests up ahead, and what looks to be an exceedingly drunk lady of the night, just sort of sitting by the side of the road. Further up the street, there's another priest, although this one seems to have been Greek, who's tied by his heels dangling from the balcony of a burned-out building. There's seven dead men lying in the road, three crusaders, four Greeks. Priests sort of rush over to you. Quick! I've got a man here. He released a devil on the city. But we got him. Some men tried to rescue him, and the priest guard, my guards, his guards, that priest's guards, and my priest's guards, because I'm a priest too, Frankish. Well, the guards were killed in the struggle, and saw the dead bodies. Can you protect us until we actually get some reinforcements, maybe?
How do you know he released a devil?
Oh, well, some knights that him, he points at one of the dead Frankish knights, he brought a man out of a nearby house, saying he was a Byzantine wizard. Neighbours claimed that he was a wizard because they wanted to help us, but Frankish, and they wanted to help us because they understand that God loves the Franks. They said that he had summoned a thing with a lust for Frankish blood. And these three, the knights, he points at the three dead Frankish knights again, we're about to force him to explain when these Greeks, points at the dead Greeks, jumped out on them and attacked them all. He's a wizard, though. See? Points up. See how he's hung up?
Yes.
His beard. Look at his beard. His beard, man. The body does indeed have a quite large beard. Can you see it?
Can I just make a roll on my Constantinople knowledge, whether or not that's particularly weird that he has a beard?
As you sort of approach to take a look, the upside-down priest opens his eyes and starts screeching at you in Greek.
I have 10% in Greek.
Oh, okay then. He's like shrieking and wailing and blah, 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 blah. You catch a few words like the dragon and waters and devastation. It takes you a few moments until you realise what the priest was going on about. The man's beard. He's hung upside down. And yet it's still sticking towards his chest. It's upwards, not flopping across his face like you'd expect. See, demon. The thing will come, the Diana Reaps, all you Frankish invaders will drag him in the teeth of. The woman sort of wanders over. Yeah, I've seen it. You know, the thing he's talking about. She is very fucking drunk. She's leaning against the wall, and you know the level of drunk you get to where it's about 10 minutes off a full-on blackout? Yeah, she's about 5 minutes into that 10 minutes. I've seen it. It was a snake. Giant snake. It was crossed with a pony. Like your pain. She falls back.
Right. A snake pony.
Giant snake pony.
You see? All the Frankishard and with the teeth that from the waters he will come.
Can I try and speak to him in Greek?
Make me a roll.
Okay. It's only 10%. It's probably going to go very well.
Has anybody else got Greek?
Yes.
No, I did not pass that.
You step forward and in your very best Greek say, "What is the matter here? Who are you, wizard?" He steps forward. How much Greek do you have?
60.
She steps forward and in his very best Greek says, "I am a cucumber." "You beard man, what?" Incidentally, he's ranting and raving about the dragon will rise from the waters and bring devastation upon the heads of its ancient foes and drive them from the city. He called it up and he has unleashed it upon you. That which was once fought by St. George will bring death and destruction to his descendants.
Are you mentioning this to us?
Yes.
So he did actually summon something, apparently.
You will all die. My curse will find you. Now cut me down, lest I do worse. He's fucking nuts. He's ranting and raving. And his beard!
You wanted to ask.
Well, I was going to ask him whether he had actually summoned something, but apparently he said that he has.
I assume you translated?
Yes.
Yes, okay, yeah. Say he's evil. He's a sorcerer. Terrible sorcerer.
It doesn't seem very sporting to kill him while he's hanging upside down.
Let me down! And I will rain fire down upon you Frankish dogs. The dragon will come, and you will all die.
There is no need to be sporting.
Oh, well, that's fair enough.
But we are doing God's work.
I would basically just try and cut his head off, or just to kill him while he's hanging.
He's hanging quite far up.
Do you need a crossbow?
Actually, yeah, good point.
You got
could
one?
You?
You got one?
No.
Do you need me to crossbow him?
Could you please?
So I'm guessing you spend the next 10 to 15 minutes shooting him until he stops twitching.
Well, if that's what God has apparently told me he wants me to
do... Well, God, in the form of Brother David, has informed you. It probably only takes a couple of bolts. He has been terribly badly beaten by the knights. Your first shot sort of goes into his stomach and he sort of goes, ah! Dogs! Dogs! The rain of my blood will be the curse upon you all! And the next one goes into his face. He twitches once and stops moving.
Right. Anyway, shall we?
That was very well done. The devil! The devil, you!
Stop and go sleep it off somewhere.
Are you leaving? But you said you'd defend us. What if, like, bad people come? What if his friends come back? Well, his friends are dead, but what if more of his friends come back? You know, less dead ones.
I would suggest you go somewhere else, preferably somewhere where there are a large number of Frankish knights.
Well, there aren't very many Frankish knights over here in the west of the city.
Then go east.
Oh.
And take the lady with you.
Well, we don't know who she is. We have nothing to do with her. She just turned up. Nothing to do with us at all. Quick, grab her arm. And they walk off. They're not carrying her. They're just sort of dragging her along the ground by her wrist. Ahead of you, at the top of the hill, you see the church of St. Mochius. You start riding up it. Towards it. Up the hill, that is. You just start riding up the church. You start riding up the hill towards the church. However, that is where we will end for this week. Thank you very much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this. It was a bit hither and thither, I'm afraid, but that's neither here nor there. Hopefully you enjoyed yourselves anyway. Thank you for listening. If you want to talk to us, you can talk to us at thecultoftandice.net or thecultoftandice@gmail.com. You can talk to us on the Twitters at cultoftandice. You can talk to me at Mordrigan. You can talk to Bloodied at Bloodied Fox. You can talk to Archive at Archive. And as yet, I do not believe... No, you can't.
At T-Gremlin.
At T-Gremlin, not at Archive. You can talk to her at Archive, but she won't listen. At T Gremlin, sorry. What else was I going to say? I was going to say something. Nobody else has any Twitters at the moment. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye!
But
goodbye!
Remember the words of the Doge of Venice. Wow. Such invasion. Very besieging. Such happiness. Wow.
Also cults. Bye!
Bye.
Damn it.